Good morning. I'm Michelle Marquis, and you are listening to Sonoma County Focus. And this morning, my guest is Casey Williams. Casey is the president-elect and past president of Rotary Club of Santa Rosa West. Thank you so much for joining me on the phone, Casey.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm super excited to talk with you about your very innovative program and your way to help people as we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Tell me what occurred to you, how you decided to start feeding people in our community.
Well, I was born in Santa Rosa. I've been a longtime Rotarian, so helping people is sort of just kind of in my nature, right? And we've been through so much together just in the last few years, right? So it's kind of like just time to mobilize when these things happen. And it actually started with Sally Tomatoes. I do a lot of comedy promotion and stuff with them. And Gerard Giudice, the owner, is a really good friend of mine. And right around St. Patrick's Day, he was giving me these numbers every day of just all these events that were being canceled. And they're a huge caterer, in Sonoma County, and I could just see this thing coming. And so the first thing I did was I just personally said, look, I'm going to buy 50 box lunches from you tomorrow, and don't give me a discount, because he's always trying to give me a deal, that guy. And I'm just going to pick them up and distribute them downtown. Because at this point, people were, it was just starting, with this shelter-in-place thing. It was, just around the corner.
Right.
And we've all been downtown. There's a lot of hungry people down there, right? So I went down there and just handed them out to basically anyone that looked like they could use a free lunch, and they were gone in an hour. Wow. I mean, I thought it was going to take me half a day, but it was not that hard to find people. And so, I don't know, then I just started thinking about it, and, because I'm in this Rotary Club for a long time, and there's actually four Rotary Clubs in Santa Rosa, and ours has a community fund, which is a 501c3. So I thought, well, what if we all got together, all four of the clubs, and we each committed $1,000, right? And then what we can do is just purchase box lunches from a different restaurant every week, and then, thinking about all the, there's so many restaurant employees, service workers, hospitality workers, just people that are, getting furloughed and laid off. And so it took me a day and a half really to put this together between getting everybody's commitment. Everybody immediately bought in on it, which was great. And so I launched a GoFundMe page, and then we started with our seed money. And so what we do is, every week we buy lunches from a different restaurant, and then we've set up a free drive-through in West Santa Rosa where people can come by and pick up a box lunch, not just for them, but for their whole family.
Oh,
so,
wow.
If people come up and they say there's, three kids at home, then we give them four or five or whatever they need,
That's amazing.
It's gone really great.
So where did you set up your free drive-through on Saturdays?
It's at 1650 West 3rd Street. It's at there's a Knox Presbyterian Church, and then behind that is the Multicultural Child Development Center.
Okay.
And the reason I chose that location is their executive director is actually a member of our club. But interestingly enough, 30 years ago, before my time, our Rotary Club actually built that building and created that space for that preschool. And it's a really great program. I mean, it's a nonprofit free preschool for low-income families.
Yeah.
And, their parking lot's empty because they're, they're not operating right now.
Wow.
And they have a nice big parking lot. So
that's great. A perfect fit. I love that. And with that connection in history, that's very interesting as well. So besides this GoFundMe and the seed money that the Santa Rosa Rotary Clubs have added to it, do you have any sponsors? Are there other people who are donating?
Yeah, we have had some corporate sponsors. Sonoma Clean Power stepped up immediately, and so did St. Joseph Health. And that was really, I'm in the Leadership Santa Rosa program through the Chamber of Commerce, and a couple of my classmates, are in those organizations, and they immediately went to their companies and asked them to donate to this, which was fantastic. And then Signorama They gave us some money, but they also made all the signs. Like, we have sandwich boards that we put out on the streets day of the drive-through. Mm-hmm. And then they also, we have signed waivers, too, that stand on the corner, which is great. Mm-hmm. Just send people over. It's a lot of fun. And then also McDonald Leave It Insurance and Summit State Bank have also stepped up. And then we're working on a couple more banks have agreed. So, but I don't want to say their names yet until we get the checks, right?
Right. if there but, are...
Go ahead. Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, it'd be great if we could get some corporate sponsors to, like, sponsor the entire day, you know? So typically we're buying... We've kind of worked around to like 300 lunches per week.
Wow.
So, you know, if we could get somebody to come through and just sponsor that entire week, right, then we could hang their banner up and, you know, this week sponsored by so-and-so. But, I mean, literally every dollar counts because we're paying between $10 and $12 a piece for these meals. So, you know, I've gotten donations for $25 and that's great.
I mean,
buy two lunches for that.
Exactly. Any bit helps. If there are people who work for companies or maybe own companies that would like to sponsor, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Well, you can go to our Rotary Club website, which is SantaRosaWestRotary.com. And there's contact information there. Or, I mean, you just email me if you want. I mean, my email address is CaseySantaRosa@gmail.com. So it's pretty catchy, right?
Yeah.
And that's, I am a Santa Rosa guy.
Exactly. Is that CaseY Santa Rosa?
Yep.
All right. Right.
Thanks for asking.
All right. So CaseY Santa Rosa at gmail.com. And you can reach Casey Williams if you would like to donate or you would like your company to sponsor. And really at any level, you'd be happy with, you know, whatever donations can come through. But if a company is looking to sponsor, is that about the $3,000 level for a week?
Yeah, right around there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, even $2,500, we'd call it even, you know, but whatever they can do is fine. I mean, it's a great thing because, you know, the money goes to a nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
It's like tax deductible. And then Rotary is an entirely volunteer organization. So all of that money just directly goes to local restaurants. And we've used quite a few so far. We've used, Tips Roadside was great. We had Willoughby's downtown. Mm-hmm. Next week we got El Coquí is going to bring a bunch of Cuban sandwiches. Super exciting. And we've used Sally Tomatoes a few times too.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been great. And like, I heard the 4th Street Deli is reopening.
Oh, great.
Which is wonderful. So I can't wait to engage them with this as well. I tried to get a hold of them a couple of weeks ago and I couldn't. And it really made me sad. You know, I was like, I hope they come back.
Yeah, that is so tough in the times that we're in right now because we are a very heavy hospitality-oriented region. Tourism is a huge part of what we are. So many people work in that industry and in adjacent industries, and the impact on our restaurants, on our hospitality workers, on our event workers, it's really devastating. So things like this where you're creatively giving restaurants something to do and some funds, which is great, and then helping... turning around and helping those exact people have a meal. This is a really inspired project. Thank you so much, Casey.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, you know, like you said, it's a huge part of our economy here.
Right.
But not only that, but it's a huge part of our culture, right? Like one of the great things about living here is there's so many wonderful places to eat. And I don't want to come out of this and see a third of them gone, you know? So I had to do something, right? And I've seen that there's similar projects happening, like other Rotary clubs have started doing this in their cities, which is great. And I hope, you know, that it inspires other people to sort of try to do something just like this, you know? And then at the very least, just, you know, try to order takeout a few days a week, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's not great for your waistline, I guess, but there's a lot of really healthy options out there, you know?
Exactly.
And, I mean, I've been trying to do that as well, just on the, you know, during the week, just to try to pick up food where I can and give local businesses a few bucks, you know?
Now, you started this back in March. How much money have you raised and how many meals have you distributed since then?
Uh, So far, the total fundraising has been just under $22,000. And like money does come in. I mean, we get checks in the mail, you know, every couple of days, which is great. And then also the GoFundMe is, you know, we've raised about, I think, $8,600 on that.
Nice.
Right around $22,000. We've distributed almost 1,500 meals so far. And the number keeps increasing. I mean, it's like the first week was we had some leftovers, you know, because I had only put it together 2 days before.
Right.
And so, but it's not, I mean, it's super easy to find. We called Sonoma County Acts of Kindness, and they came up, just picked up the leftovers. Mm-hmm. And then anytime we do have meals left over, we've been taking them like to Kaiser for the medical professionals. Last week I took 10 lunches downtown and gave them to the downtown association has those workers down there, right? Kind of mm-hmm. cleaning up the streets and that yeah. kind of thing. So they were super happy. And, you know, it's like, I mean, really, we do advertise it for service and hospitality employees, but we get, you know, I've seen nurses and scrubs come through the drive-thru, mm-hmm. right? And we're not going to tell anyone to turn around,
right,
you know?
Right. Well, it's an amazing program, and it just shows sort of when there is a need, people will find a way to help. Thank you so much, Casey. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and really appreciate you helping get the word out about this, too. It's really great.
Of course. Happy to help. CaseySantaRosa@gmail.com is the email address if you want to get in touch with Casey Williams. He is the past president and president-elect of Rotary Club of Santa Rosa West. All of the Santa Rosa Rotary Clubs are in on this project, feeding our hospitality and restaurant workers who have been so severely impacted by the pandemic. Again, the email is Casey, that's C-A-S-E-Y, CaseySantaRosa@gmail.com. This is Sonoma County Focus.